came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts that thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown, cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la. Hello and
how's
welcome.
How's it going? Feels like a weird question right now. Mm-mm. Don't you think?
Yeah. How is it going, Sarah?
You know, it's going okay. Definitely could be worse. I feel really lucky that I'm able to go home, see my family and stuff. But also can't say I'm like particularly excited. just feels like a really weird way to end the year, obviously. I mean, I guess it's not really over, but not really excited to do class on Zoom.
Yeah.
To see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Georgia?
I have mixed feelings. I think as someone who is in the unique position of potentially not being at Tufts next year, but back in the future, but just like abroad for a year, potentially. It's a very strange feeling to just kind of just be coming to terms with that, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, goodbye now, and you won't see any of these people for a year.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it would be most jarring for someone, I guess, like, relationship-wise, like, leaving-wise, leaving your friends-wise, for someone who's, like, graduating.
Right.
But it's jarring for different people in different ways.
Yeah.
So I think, relatively, I'm doing okay.
I think it's especially hard, like, obviously saying goodbye and like relationships ending anytime are, you know, is difficult, especially for, I just feel like I'm a really like emotional person when it comes to saying goodbye, but it makes it especially weird when that, that it's not like in your control. when you weren't really given a choice and just told to move out by Monday and then everyone has to move out. And it's weird because everyone's leaving at different times.
Yeah.
And, like, hard to coordinate with people. Yeah,
it's just crazy. These past couple days I've just been like walking around, or even just like going to class and stuff, and like going around and just thinking about like, oh, like I'm so glad that like I got to do this with this person, like before I left, even before I knew that like I wasn't gonna be able to really see people again. There's this song from the film The Muppets Take Manhattan. The film from the cinema. The film Muppets Take Manhattan. And it's like, I think they're canonically in the movie, the Muppets are in college and they like graduate and they all go their separate ways, and there's a song and it goes like, saying goodbye, why is it sad, and makes us remember the good times we had.
It's true.
And it's true, because now I'm remembering all the good times we had.
And there's that Dr. Seuss quote that's like, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened.
Or yeah, but the Muppets are better.
But, I mean, the Muppets are so much better. But I just remember, like, the last day of fifth grade, like, we got, like, our little yearbooks, and there was, like, that quote in the yearbook, and for some reason I just remember crying on the last day, and then looking at my yearbook and being like, hey, it'll be okay.
I think I cried more at, like, my fifth grade graduation than I did at my full, like, senior year graduation. Yeah. Like, why was I so dramatic when I was that?
At, like, 10 years old.
Hmm.
Me too.
Wait, before we get too far into this, I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Granola Girls on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, you are.
For the last time. For a little while.
For the foreseeable
But we'll be
future.
Back. But yes. We'll be back, but it'll be for the last time for a while.
And we also want to give a shout out to our sweet mates, Fiona and Renee, who are listening right now. Just got a little video of our
super fans. Wait. If anyone's listening, definitely, like, text us, like, send us a snap, slide into our DMs, let us know if you're listening, we love our fans, and I just gave Sarah some very important merchandise. I forgot that we made stickers, I feel like we gave them to, like, two people. We have a couple more if you want a sticker, super fans, super fans only.
But yeah, if you're a normal fan, you don't get one.
If you're a normal fan, yeah.
Yes. So, let us know.
We'll limited edition. Sarah, what's our theme for the day?
So, Georgia, I'm so glad you asked. That's a really good question. Considering that things right now just feel really heavy and, like, there's just a lot going on, we wanted to play some bops, just some fun songs, just some feel-good tunes to maybe just lighten the load for a little bit, for an hour on this Friday that's kind of turning into a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was rainy, but now the sun's coming in. And
yeah. Yeah, just wanted to end it off on a good note.
How wonderful.
Yeah. Speaking of, the next song is It's the End of the World as We Know It by
This is R.E.M. the first song. This is the song that's been playing in my head all week.
Me too.
Just, that's great.
In case you haven't listened to it yet for this time.
This trying time.
You're welcome. Let's get into it.
Let's hear it.
Fire in a fire represented seven games in a government for hire in a combat zone. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
Stoned at 3 a.m. and talking to myself in public. I think I really hit a low. Don't you think so? You never leave the house, you never leave the house. Come out. Does that make me crazy? Oh no. Climb into my wildness car. Oh no.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter. And my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. Tonight, there's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright, tonight, tonight. I woke up with a strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket. And it kinda looks just like you, mixed with Zach Galifianakis. La, 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 whatever. La, 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 it doesn't matter. La, 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 oh well. La, 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 we're going at it tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright.
get crazy, let it all out. Just don't stop, let's keep the beat pumping. Keep the beat up, let's drop the beat down. It's my party, dance if I want to. We can get crazy, let it all out. It's you and me and we're running this town. And it's me and you and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go, cause this is our show. Everybody, top of the world tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the high.
There we go. That was such a great song. But before we can even talk about Pictures of Girls by Wallows, let's talk about Tonight Tonight, which was a request from our dear friends.
And also fans. More importantly, our fans. They're our fans
first,
before our friends.
Right? They're fans first, friends second, honestly.
Right. I mean, priorities, right?
Yeah.
So, I hope you guys are still listening. Fiona and Renee. That's a great song. Thank you for recommending it. It feels weirdly applicable.
Yeah.
Right now.
We're going at it tonight. It's my last night at Tufts University.
Wow.
For a while, not ever. Yeah. No, actually, just for a little bit.
Yeah, but. Weird. And just the beginning where he's like, it's been a really, really messed up week. Like, it has been.
It's true.
Georgia, this time last week, what were you doing? What was going through your mind?
Oh, I guess this time last week, we were literally here. We were playing our,
Spotify daily
mixes, and we were just thinking that life was normal. I did something last Friday, and now I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
Did something. I was somewhere.
I was indeed somewhere.
But I truly couldn't tell you where.
Me neither. It just feels
was
like
Polychroma forever. Last Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's what we did.
Oh, so we went to
together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Wait, yeah, that day we spent, like, the whole evening.
We spent the whole evening.
Oh, that was so fun.
That was nice.
Wow.
Now that I'm recalling that, that's exactly what I did.
I'm glad that this time last week we were having
just a
having
peaceful
fun.
Time.
It was a peaceful time.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I wonder what we'll be doing this time next week.
Be at home.
Yeah.
Peaceful dinner by myself.
At home.
At 2 p.m.
Are you excited to see your cat?
Yes. Are you excited to see your family?
I guess. No, I am. I'm really excited to see them. Before all this, I was, like complaining and just thinking about how I, like, feel very disconnected from my siblings when I'm here. Like, not really out of anyone's, like malintent, but just, you know, because we're all so busy and, like, I don't know, they all have stuff going on. And I'm excited to, like, be a part of their day-to-day life again. And, I mean, their schools all got shut down this morning. Like, an announcement came out.
Whoa.
That, all Oregon, like, K-12 schools are shutting down until April, I think.
Wait, like, so, just K-12 schools or, like, all schools?
Yeah, I haven't heard about any colleges yet.
Oh.
I mean, they might be doing a similar thing, but, like, I read a couple articles that were just about K-12 schools. So I guess I'll be able to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Because I thought they would be going to school still, and then they'd come home and I'd be like, so how's it going? What's the drama? What did you learn today?
Like, you haven't moved, like all day. Like you're still
day.
Sitting on the
I'll
couch.
Be, like, on Zoom.com, and then they'll get home, and, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited to see them, but very interested to see how things pan out.
Yeah. I think my cat, for one, will be very happy that I am home all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
It is what it is.
I guess it is.
I guess it is what
it
is.
I still haven't seen that original TikTok.
I don't know what the original context is. I just know it in your sister's video.
You know, if anyone would like to send it to me, I would appreciate it if someone sent me that original TikTok. And also, yeah, my sister's TikTok. You know, maybe in this time, she'll just have a lot of time to, like, make new TikToks,
yeah.
And, like, maybe she'll get TikTok famous, like, who knows, right? It could happen.
Perhaps.
It could. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's what I have to say about that.
Oh. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
What else are we doing in this period?
In what? What period?
This
hour?
This period of break. Do we have a, like...
I want to pick up some new hobbies, I think. Like, should I learn how to, like, crochet?
The girls are fighting outside. I'm gonna be really honest. Okay. There's some traffic drama outside currently.
Yeah, what do you want to do over the break?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like part of me is, like, I could learn something new. I'm probably gonna read more than I already do.
I know, me too.
I hope to.
I hope so as well. Any books in particular that you're...
I've been trying to get into, just because I've been at school and it's hard to like take the time to do this, but I've been meaning to read like more like theory, like nonfiction books, just from important people that I think I should read books from. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah. More less, I mean, not that literature isn't good, like obviously still read fiction, but more like nonfiction.
Georgia thinks literature is bad. Everyone.
Yeah.
Just
literature major thinks it is bad. Right. More at 10.
Yep. I'm hoping to read more poetry books.
Mm.
Personally. Poetry collections. But we'll see. I mean, I feel like I'm going to have so much time on my hands. We also have a fun PSA.
Topical.
In honor of a special guest in the studio.
Yeah.
Georgia's dad.
We have a special guest in the studio today. He just waved to the radio audience. But my dad, who listens every week, has the pleasure of sitting in today for this, the last Granola Girls of the year.
What an honor.
What an honor.
To be here.
To have another super fan with us today.
Right. One of many.
One of many super fans. So. Thank you for coming. I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to read a PSA for you.
Anyways,
yes,
yeah, this is dedicated to Mr. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment.
I'm stopped.
Felt good, huh? The pause was written into the...
Oh, pause.
Pause, so I paused, right?
Beat.
Just like a little slash. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Hope you enjoyed.
We're taking a moment to make
to
a moment.
To make a
right
moment.
Now.
I know we've read that one before, but it feels more topical. I like that there's a hotline for like
yeah.
fatherhood. Like what happens when you call it?
I'm a father.
And who answers? Help. What do you say? Or fatherhood.gov. Like I wonder what how it's going. Anyway,
just Google it.
Hope you enjoyed that PSA. I guess we could Google that. We're gonna get back into some bops.
Yes.
Diplomat Son by Vampire Weekend is our next bop.
Yeah.
What?
This song is a little sad,
but I
kind of did want to hear it because it just feels like it's very fitting, like just for the end of the year. It's just kind of like a soft bop.
Mm-hmm. It feels very like college.
I feel like I associate it with a lot of like my friends here and just like people that I know.
I agree.
Because I feel like most of my friends love this song.
Yeah. Oh.
Sweet. Okay.
To chances now then, but I never had the feeling I could offer that to you.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
I'm smelling champagne all on my screen, screaming. Bus is screeching, 100 miles per hour. He left me cause I'm wild, got my phone in the shower. Ring, ring, gonna let it ring out. Sounds so good when I turn it up loud. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
AKB, AAC, your ringtone could be anything. A barking dog, revved engine, whatever catches your attention. It's your choice. Would you like to hear my voice, or is it hard to talk when you're scared of where the call is coming from?
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer.
I might be addicted to your kisses. Love struck, baby, you're the piece I'm missing. I know you're what I'm looking for, and I'm so tired of wishing. We can do it now or later, it don't make a difference. Send me a text and
see you when you get here.
I was lonely last week, but I won't be next year. Kiss me on my left cheek, love me like my bestie. On the phone with Ashley, rush it like an athlete. We be at the games, yeah, but we never play them. He could be in danger, I still wouldn't say.
Thank you.
Hello. Wow. Again, this is Georgia of the Granola Girls once again reminding you that this is the Granola Girls.
This is.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform
Radio.
That's crazy. Yeah, weird times. This is sad. Our last 4 minutes of the show.
Last 4 minutes of Granola Girls for the time being, for the foreseeable future.
It's true. Again, shout out all our super fans who are listening.
Yeah, if you have ever once listened to the show or are even currently listening to the show or just happen to have the radio on.
Right. Community
thank
member.
You for listening to WMFO.
Thanks for being part of this journey with us. We've had this show for a while.
We have been some
in terms of college time.
Yeah, since our freshman fall.
Yeah.
We got on it. We did it.
And here we are. Wow.
And it's a very beautiful place to be.
It is a beautiful place. I was gonna say it is what it is. Oh, shout out to James, who's I think listening right now. Who still hasn't sent me that TikTok. It's okay, but we're just gonna play a kind of sad song to end. Is this song sad? What do you think?
It is sad. To me, it's like happy, but also sad. But it's a Joni Mitchell song,
all of them are happy and sad. Wow.
We played this song, I think, in our last episode last year, so this is
did
fitting.
We actually?
Yeah, because I remember, we used to sing this song at my elementary school on our last day of school.
Yeah. So this is
kind of like the last day of school.
Sort of?
In March? It's like not even St. Patrick's Day yet.
That's crazy.
Why is that like my...
It's not even
that, that's like that's a very important point in time for me for absolutely no reason.
It's a very important holiday. I got a picture from my friend Amelia, who's at home right now for spring break, and it's snowing in Portland. And she was like, happy spring break! Ah!
Ah, ha,
so,
ha.
It's gonna be interesting. Going home to that.
Well, I want to be able to play the song.
Yeah, let's play the song. Let's just get into it.
Well, bye everyone.
Yeah. See you later. You know, it's not goodbye. It's see you later, right?
See you later.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Goodbye is too good a word,
know.
Babe.
I feel like this.
So I'll just say fairly
song,
well.
So. Well. Yep.
Yep. Fairly well, Somerville.
You're right. Okay.
Cool.
Here we go. Okay. Yay.
Yay. No, sad.
Ooh.
But yay.
Okay, the song will, you know.
Now we're going to play this song.
Out, right?
We should play this song.
We should do that, yeah.
Tearful at the falling of a star.